Welcome to this very special, not really an episode of D20 Dames. There's a really cool event going on that we wanted to tell everyone about, make sure that everyone knows this cool thing that's happening, that you can get your own campaign involved in the D20 Dames magic, and that is the DMs Guild is having a special event called Play It Forward. This is a really tough time for everyone, and they are recognizing that, and all earnings from DMs Guild content that is from the community is going straight to community creators for the next couple of weeks. So from now, and when you're hearing this recording, until May 17th, 2020, all earnings go directly to community creators, which is huge. And we thought it would be a great time to tell you all about the incredible content that the D20 Dames and D20 Dames DM and players have published on the DMs Guild. The easiest place to find all of our content is at d20dames.com/marketplace. There you'll find all the links to the specific adventures that we're going to talk about. And you can also find the content on dmsguild.com, and you can find lots of other cool things there too. And you can search for Kat Kruger, you could search for Jessica Ross, you could search for Jen Vaughn, you could search for all of these people's names and the content will show up. It's beautiful. It's a lovely thing. Cool. So Kat, would you want to tell people just like, what is the D20 Dames connection to DMs Guild?
I think what I wanted to do was provide content written by women, and show examples of how adventures are played. It just seemed to go hand in hand. So I decided with my very first adventure that I would put it on DMs Guild and see how it went. And from there, just, you know, we just published a few more adventures. And then in season two, I had a baby. And so now there's a backlog of adventures that are still waiting to be published. But we do have our content from season one up on DMs Guild. And it was just sort of an experiment to see how the community would receive it. And it's been very positive. I think all of the stuff that we put on there has our metal bestsellers.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm realizing, I don't think is there any content on DMs Guild that either Kat or Jen you've put up that that the Dames haven't played, or Dames adjacent properties?
I mean, I've written some encounters for Beyond the Basics and Villains and Lairs 4, which is very goth and is very appropriate for a Dames adventure at some point. But no, like, Kat was in my Ravnica adventure, even. Like, not
that's
like,
right, yeah.
Playing herself, a dungeon master trying to get out of a terrible dungeon.
So meta.
I do have some content that's up there from, like, Adventures League and Baldman Games and Wizards of the Coast. And I think I've got a couple anthologies as well. One anthology that we haven't played. But there is a possibility. Although, at the same time, I ran it for Jen on the Big Dungeon show.
Heck yeah, you did.
I love this. So many plugs.
Yeah.
Now, I just wanted to know, like, is there more content that I don't even know about that I can play soon? There is, so that's exciting. So a question we actually get a lot is... like, I'm a new DM and I want to run a game for my friends, or I want to run a game for my campaign that I've been in as a player, but I want to DM it or GM it. Are any adventures that you think that we have up? And I say we very, let me be clear, I say we very lightly, mainly Kat and Jen at this point. But any adventures that we've specifically played on D20 Dames that are particularly good for potentially a new DM to try out?
Of the ones that I've written for us, I think Trouble at Tresendar Manor and Safety Guaranteed, those are both first level characters, and I think those are pretty straightforward for a new DM to run, especially Safety Guaranteed because it's an escape room, essentially. So there's only the one room. It's an hour long. Takes place at a convention, which is maybe kind of fun to run right now because nobody is able to go to a convention. Trouble at Tresendar Manor, it sort of takes place adjacent to the D&D starter set, the Lost Mine of Phandalver. Just sort of repurposing one of the buildings in Phandalin there. And I think both of those are first-time DM-friendly. There's a lot of instruction, and it's all very contained.
Yeah, I agree. Kat also wrote Child's Play for one of our live show that will be coming out soon, but not in this sale. And I got to run that at Gen Con last year a couple times, and it was beautiful, and everyone falls in love with it because your characters get transformed to younger versions of themselves, so there's so much role-playing potential as well. But I'd also like to counter that and be like, if you think you're a hot stuff DM and you're like, forget this new stuff, like, or stuff for new players, I want to play something really difficult, or resolve some problems at the table, The Escape from the Fortress of Memories is nice that Kat wrote, because it's a nightmare dream sequence, so you can do it anytime. You know, like, people are always rolling for nighttime encounters and stuff, and it's like, what if it was actually an adventure in their dreams? Mm-hmm. So you can really stretch them. The Experiments of Dr. Skuldal I wrote for the Ravnica is really puzzle forward too. So just torture your players with it.
That one had a really fun, like, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory sort of vibe to it, except science. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a lot of influence on that, too, from some Hotel Cabal episode of Gargoyles, where Goliath goes into this nice Illuminati hotel, and, like, every room is more terrible than the last. So I was just like, how can I do this? Like...
I was going to ask about, like, the existing campaigns. I think that the Escape from the Fortress of Memories is, like, just I feel like just being able to drop into any part of any campaign and be like, we're doing this now. You're all sleeping in here. Like, remember that old storyline that you thought I forgot about? Well, it's back and it's in your dreams. Like, I just love that. Like, truly, you don't have to have any planning. Like, if you're just, like, really struggling for that next thing.
Yeah.
I would also say, I realize we haven't talked about Jess's stuff too. She has a swamp hag adventure in the Book of Seasons Solstices that is fantastic, and that's for I think it's for tier one, but you can always downgrade it too. And it's very good because it hits all three pillars real hard.
That's one that I have read through and probably spoiled myself for, yes, but same. I have not played it, unfortunately.
If you are, say, stuck at home with little ones or big ones, and are looking for some type of art project that only requires a printer, scissors, colored pencils, but you can use words like paper prototyping to maybe impress a teacher, you should grab Paper Smalls that I have on there. It's a way to make custom paper miniatures for your adventuring party, but you can also use it to have your kids, you know, be like, okay, time to create a paper small, sort of degendering paper dolls. Make a paper small version of, like, a character in this book and include, like, all their accoutrements, you know, like their spell book and their staff or their stethoscope and microscope, depending on what they're reading. So it's pretty fun. I think it's fun. And I made it, so I'm very unbiased. It provides like humanoid outlines for kids and adults alike to just, like, draw the faces on and, like, concentrate on, like, crafting, like, clothing and armor and wicked hair.
I can vouch for this being a really fun, family-friendly sort of activity to do, because Jen actually, I think when you first launched it, I guess, or tested it out, we were teaching that D&D summer camp with the girls at Lake Washington middle girls school, and it was so much fun.
Thank you.
Another anthology that I was a part of was well, we already mentioned it. It's Uncaged. So I have a Wild Hunt in that, and Jen did the art for it. It's based on a Korean folklore about the Kumiho nine-tailed fox, and yeah, it's, you know, being trapped at home with your family, and I don't even know what to say about this. It's a bit of a horror adventure. I can't spoil it.
Everyone's a suspect, you know, like who took the last little Debbie from the cardboard box, but then put it back, you know, and maybe weighed it down with something like an absolute jerk.
I mean, speaking of spoilers, if you want to spoil it, it is season 2, episode 20 of our podcast. So you done spoiled it for yourself if you listen to that. But if your players haven't heard it, and even if they have, like a lot of these adventures go different ways than we actually
absolutely
on the podcast. So don't let that deter you.
Actually, this one in particular, I revised quite a lot of it because the adventure as written is a lot scarier than it was played on D20 Dames.
We got the edited version. We got the editor's version.
The
director's cut. All right. Jess, thanks for joining us. We're just chatting about the awesome adventures you can find on the DMs Guild. We've talked a little bit about some stuff that's good for new players and new DMs, some stuff that's good for existing campaigns you can just drop right in, like the Fortress adventure. Anything that you particularly want to plug, things you're a part of, things you've played on the DMs Guild?
Did you already talk about Beyond the Basics?
Very, very briefly, but please dive in.
I mean, I don't have dive in levels of information, but definitely that's a good one for what you mentioned in terms of like for new DMs, because it's got some like level one encounters, but it also has encounters for I think it's all the creatures in the basic rules. So mm-hmm. It has sort of a little bit of everything. So definitely encounters that would be easy to drop in at any point in any level of adventure you can find in Beyond the Basics.
So fun fact, all of the art for the adventures that Kat has written for D20 Dames and for Uncaged is actually by our very own Jen Vaughn. And you did your own art for your
yes.
Ravnica adventure as well. What's that process like?
I flipped through the old portfolio and I sent Kat too many images of rejected work, and I was like, any of these work, babe? And she says, no, stop it, be serious.
I said no to those 50 times.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nobody wants a zebra wearing like pants or something.
Excuse me, have you tried Jess?
Yeah, I'm not upset with that. I'm not upset with that.
Jen, you're going about this the whole wrong way. You need to send this stuff to Kat before she writes the adventure to inspire the adventure, and then you're a shoo-in.
We can try that sometime, though, if you want to. For like a non.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been about a zebra, not a cash cow, that one time.
Oh, exactly. Oh, yeah. See, missed opportunity.
Kat like creates so many evocative like images, and then based on how the dames play it too, that usually plays into the creation factor. So for like Escape from the Fortress of Memories, because it was a Raven Queen, it's like we wanted to like show her influence, but without, you know, spending a lot of time on her. So, you know, that's why it's like her arms reaching ever long from the top. But what mm-hmm. what I do is pretty common. It's like I send a couple two to three compositions, so that way, hey Kat, I think I hear your baby calling. Don't listen to this. So that way, I send those three to her, and then she picks one, and then she's invested in it more. Okay, Kat, we're good. Yeah, and then we move, you know, from there. And I owe her, you know, more, because she's clearly written many, many, many more adventures. So, I think the end of 2020 or summer is gonna be banging.
Very cool. All right. Well, just to remind people why we are recording this episode, it's for the Play It Forward event, which the DMs Guild is having right now, today, now until May 17th, 2020. That means that all earnings go directly to the community creators that create the content on DMs Guild, which is huge and super gracious of the DMs Guild. This is a a crazy, crazy time we're in. So this is just a really good time if you've been thinking about getting one of these adventures or trying to play them. This is an excellent, excellent time to support creators from D20 Dames or other creators that are on the DMs Guild. Oh, you can find all of this stuff on d20dames.com/marketplace. That has all quick links to a lot of the stuff we talked about. You can also just search for Kat Kruger, Jen Vaughn, Jessica Ross on the DMs Guild, and all of their work will show up there. Get some good content. Run a game online with your friends. You won't regret
it. And if you do, tell us about it.
Oh yeah, yeah, and tweet at us. Please let us know. Let us know how it went. Or if you want some tips and tricks, send a shout out on the old Twitter bot.